It's time now for coverage of high school basketball here on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Back to it on a second consecutive night here on KNCA 103.9 FM. High school basketball, sub-state tournament action. Now we are in Class 2A on the boys' side once again. Alongside Kirk Hillman, our studio producer Jake Spaulding, Brandon Salmon with you. We've got a battle with the Big East and the Northeast Kansas League tonight here in the Valley Heights sub-state bracket. Trip to Friday night's sub-state championship game is on the line. It's the Horton Chargers playing host to the Rossville Bulldogs. Again, Jake Spaulding alongside Brandon Desmond with you. Our pregame is brought to you by Rainbow Communications. Find them at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet service here in Northeast Kansas. Well, brother, last night we saw the number six-ranked team in 1A Division I. We get the number six-ranked team in 2A, the Rossville Bulldogs. What an addition to the Big East League. And they are on the road tonight, taking on a very good Horton Chargers team.
I mean, again, you look at this team at Rossville, right? But you see the dogs on the front of their jerseys, and that means one thing. It means winning tradition with the Rossville Bulldogs. I mean, you see that with them earlier this season in football, making it to the semifinals, round of the finals, I guess you could say, on the east side. Football this year, newly to the Big East. But winning is nothing unfamiliar with this program, nor is it for these kids. And winning is something that they do, and they do at a very high clip. Tonight we're going to take in a pretty good matchup here between two teams that have got size, two teams that have quickness, and two teams that can shoot the ball very well. But this Dawgs team, B-Tad, they can shoot it just about anywhere at a very high clip.
Yeah, this Rossville team, again, they shoot nearly 40% from downtown. They average over 64 points per game, and they got three sharpshooters on the outside. We'll certainly talk about Rossville as we get a little bit closer to the tip-off, but Jake, let's start with the home team tonight in the Horton Chargers. Third-year head coach and David Losey, he has just done nothing but win games since he has been here. He took over the program on the previous season where they went 7-14, took them to the state tournament his first year, winning 15 games. Last year, they won 17 games. This year, they got 15 wins, trying to make a return trip to state.
It's something that Horton, the culture here is different. And that's not just here on this guy's side. That is just in this building here at the Horton Chargers. It is just completely different with the culture that's being built here, not only on the girls' side, you know, when we're talking about Coach Gary Sorensen coming out of retirement to rebuild that basketball program. But you mentioned Coach Losey, just the third season beats that, and he's got a 2-1 win percentage, basically wins to losses. In his tenure here, he's a very good coach. He knows how to get the best and the most out of his kids. And you've seen that before these last three seasons. You referenced that first ever trip to the state tournament for this program in his first year. Last year, just a game short in their sub-state round a season ago. They got everything possible in front of them here. And it's going to start for me tonight. Luke McAfee, a 6'2" senior. He's a kid that averages 13 a game, beat that. But he's that heartbeat. He's where this game clicks. He's the guy at the front for the Horton Chargers, and you can't go without the big man down low as well.
Dante Masqua, the 6'4 senior. We were talking to a couple of parents before we popped on here about keys to tonight's game, and I think for Dante to stay in this thing, a kid that's averaging just a light 15 points and 14 rebounds a game. You mentioned McAfee as well. You could argue those two could be first-team All-League selections this year, but Dante's got to stay out of foul trouble. I think that's going to be a big key for them tonight. He's going to have to be on the floor at all times, or at least the majority of this game, to counteract what Rossville has with a lot of good physical guards who like to get to the rim but also shoot it from the outside.
And Savion Kabia, he said, I mean, this is a kid that has really grown into his own this season specifically. He's averaging double figures, but one thing he does very well, he's a great defender, and he gets out in transition extremely well. So look for number 23 tonight at home white to make a big difference. And Horton's going to get this upset win. And, yes, we can say it's an upset because on paper, they're the underdogs here at home against the dogs from Rossville in this sub-state round. If Horton's going to pull this upset here tonight, it's going to be because of the back of somebody like Savion Kabia as well as Reagan Knudsen, some guys to step up and roll. Maybe they don't normally do.
The other side of this bracket,
residents. Rainbow Communications is expanding its fiber broadband network to your community. Construction is officially set to begin in 2026 on a $4.5 million project that will install nearly 63 miles of state-of-the-art fiber optic cabling. This expansion will bring extremely fast internet speeds up to 2 gigabits per second to over 2,300 homes. This project is part of Rainbow Communications' commitment to fostering economic growth and innovation in Sabetha. Learn more by contacting Rainbow Communications or visit fiber.rainbowtel.net.
Union State Bank is here to help you build your business. Like you, we are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For our fellow local businesses, we offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money market and business savings accounts. We have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of our 8 convenient locations to talk with our team. Union State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Use your precision farming technology to improve your crop insurance coverage. Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha has teamed up with Farmers Mutual Hale to give you the best automated crop reporting experience with whatever precision technology you use. They've done it for years. Start saving time, improving accuracy, and raising your production history today. Need support when the equipment doesn't work? They can get you access to that as well. Call Kansas Insurance in Sabetha today to learn more. 785-284-7611.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Getting closer to the opening tip-off tonight between Horton and Rossville. Trip to the sub-state championship game on the line Friday night over at Valley Heights. Kirk Hillman in studio, Jake Spaulding, Brandon Salmon with you here on 103.9. All right, let's talk about Rossville. We talked a little bit about Horton, some keys on their side. This is a Bulldogs team that tied for third in the Big East with St. Mary's. They have a record of 14-7. They won 7 of their 10 league games. But you look at how their season has kind of gone. They won 4 or 5 before the holiday break. They were 6-3 in the month of February. But just as we kind of bleeded into March, just 3-3 overall over their last 6. Again, they're playing good competition. And we know what this Rossville team can do. They want to score. They want to shoot it from the outside, averaging over 64 points per game. And right now I can guarantee you they got a first-team All-League selection in Jack Donovan who goes for 18, nearly 19 a game.
Yeah, this is a team that is going to distribute the ball well. They're going to be one to shoot those 18 to 23 shooters throughout this contest. When you got a big guy like Horton, Horton has down low Adante Maskwa. It's not going to come easy on the block. But you're going to see this team shoot from the outside, a lot of set plays for some guys around the perimeter. But I will say this, though. This is a Rossville team that we said it last night on the broadcast when we were covering Troy, previewing this matchup. Which Rossville team will show up tonight? Because they have had that kind of up and down season, man, they've looked extremely well at times where they could maybe win a 2A state title, and then there's times where they look like maybe they didn't show up that night. So which team will show up for Rossville tonight? If you're the Horton Chargers, man, you got to be expecting both.
Well, for the Horton Chargers, last Thursday they beat Maranatha in the first round, 49-39 here in this gym. The Bulldogs, last Thursday they won at home over Jonathan West by a 20-point margin. It was 52-32, that final score. All right, looks like we're going to dive into the starting lineups here before we get to the national anthem. So let's give you tonight's starting lineups. We'll start with the road team per usual. That is number 6 in Class 2A out of the Big East League in the Rossville Bulldogs, a record of 14-7. They went 7-3 in Big East League play, which tied for third alongside St. Mary's. And their head coach is Brandon McDonald. In the backcourt of guard, their point guard, that is, that's going to be Jacoby McDonald. He is a 5'5 junior, averaging nearly 9 points and nearly 5 assists per game. Jack Donovan, we talked about him, the 5'11 junior forward, averaging nearly 19 points per game. He hits the 3 at 45%. Brock Bush, a 6'3 senior forward, averaging over 3 points, nearly 3 rebounds a game. Cameron Badura is another guy to keep an eye on, 6'4 senior, 12 points and 4 rebounds a game. And then also as well, Cameron Miller, He is rocking and rolling here. 12 points, 7 rebounds per game. The 6'4 junior leading the charge. Again, on the wing for Brandon McDonald and the Bulldogs for, again, Rossville. They're starting five. McDonald, Donovan, Miller. It's going to be Brock Bush. Got to mention him as well. And Cameron Badura as well. For David Losey and the Horton Chargers, Coach Losey, 47-21 is his record. Just taking over for this program. Jackson Bowman in the backcourt. He is a 6'1 senior, averaging 7 points and 3 rebounds a game. Also in the backcourt, Reagan Knudsen, a 6'2 senior at 7 points and 4 rebounds a game. Navion Cabilla is a veteran player, 10 points, 6 rebounds a game. And then the forwards, Luke McAfee, 6'2 senior, 13-7 are his numbers. And then Dante Maswell, a 6'4 senior, at 15 points and 14 rebounds per game. So again, for the Chargers, it is Maswell, it is Moman, it is Knudsen, McAfee, and Cabilla. Get alongside Jake Spaulding and studio producer Kirk Hillman. I'm Brandon Salmon here on KNCA. And we're going to step aside for the national anthem. The opening tip-off is coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you. So why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton for a free insurance review.
Are you or a loved one needing compassionate care at home? Look no further than Nemaha County Home Health and Hospice, proudly owned by Sabetha Community Hospital. Whether you require skilled nursing or therapy or hospice services, our dedicated team is here to support you in the comfort of your own home. Call Nemaha County Home Health and Hospice at 785-284-2288.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Sub-state semifinal tonight here in Horton as the Chargers are hosting the Rossville Bulldogs. Set for the opening tip-off. And it's brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial in Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Again, Kirk Hillman, Brandon Salmon, alongside Jake Spaulding as well. Rossville out of the Big East in the Road Blacks. Chargers in the home white. We tip things up, and our coverage is underway here tonight on KNCA. It's the point guard for the Bulldogs and Jacoby McDonald. First possession here as they go inside. Here's a block touch. Good double team there. Kick back out to Brock Bush. He'll dive left side. Shot up. Hits the rim three times. Falls off. And Dante Maswell clears away the first rebound of the game for Horton.
And that was a good one shot possession there defensively for the Chargers.
Here's Reagan Knudsen. Tees up a three. And that's nothing but that. Good pass by Luke McAfee. He gets the assist. And a 3-0 start. 30 seconds in for the home team.
We talked about it in pregame. Can Reagan Knudsen or somebody else step up? He's going to have to play big tonight. Big three to start it.
Here's McDonald left side on the wing for the Dogs. Up top it goes to Cam Miller. He'll try to answer. Short arms to three. Just a bit short. Rebound Maswell. His second already.
Once again, a one-shot possession for Rossville. That is good for the Horton Chargers.
Moment up top. Maswell touch. Now they get it up top here to take Capilla with the basketball. 3-0. Horton out in front. A minute into this game. Winner moves on to the sub-state title game Saturday night, which will be at Valley Heights. Or I should say, correction, Friday night at Valley Heights. Zone defense right now here for the Dogs. They give up 54 points per game. On the other side, Chargers scoring it at a 57-point-per-game clip.
Rossville coming out here in a 3-2 zone to begin this ball game. More of a 2-3, I should say, with a little bit of isolation at the top of the key.
Maswell got it. Now a short baseline jump shot. It's an air ball and a rebound collected by Cam Miller, the 6'4 junior for the Rockville Bulldogs.
The Dogs wanted to push. Great job defensively getting back by the Chargers, staying in man-to-man here to begin this ball game.
Here's Cameron Miller with the basketball. Post touch for Padura. Left-handed shot. Banks it in off the window. Cameron Padura, a 6'4 senior, cuts into that deficit. 3-2 Chargers, 6:13 to go, first quarter.
Moving without the basketball will be key here for Horton tonight.
Bowman gets a good look. Hits high off the heel. Easy rebound. Good box out there for Cameron Miller. His second rebound here in the first 2 minutes. Chargers up 3-2. Just getting going on KNZA. Hard drive to the bucket. A lot of contact. No call. Another Dante Masqua rebound. Chargers pushing with a one-point lead. McAfee in the paint. Pull up. Nearly banked it, but not on target. And a rebound, and that's going to be a foul.
It should be an offensive foul.
Boy, they caught McAfee up with an elbow after Miller grabbed that rebound.
They called that on 23. And Tay Cabilla was all the way down the floor. So
I'm not sure what. That's just a miss maybe by the official. But nonetheless, Tay Cabilla picks up the first foul of the game. Huh. As we're at 5:40 to go in this first quarter, Chargers out in front at home. Good crowd, 3-2 our score. Here's a post touch. Masqua with the rejection, and he grabs his fourth rebound.
Rock push right now. He's getting swallowed up down low by big Dante Masqua.
McAfee in the corner. Up top, Cabilla with it. You know, talking to some people prior to tonight's game, it seems like both teams have kind of trimmed down their rotation. Basically, their top six, top seven, majority of tonight. Here's McAfee diving in. Left hand. Not enough English on it. It rolls off. Rebound for Jack Donovan. Still 3-2. About 3 minutes in, Donovan drives, floater good from the left block. Jack Donovan, you're going to hear his name a lot tonight, averaging nearly 19 a game. He is on the board, and Rockville has their first lead at 4-3.
Little hesitation move baseline that time, and Cabilla's got to be a little bit careful because he just picked up that first. He really couldn't play in his shorts.
Here's Moman, left side on the wing. Again, Rockville going with a zone defense. Masqua, he can hit it. Not that time from the elbow. Rebound cleared away by Brock Bush. And the Dogs up by one, moving from left to right. Here's McDonald up top, thought about it, hesitates, driving into the paint, right-handed floater, hits the rim, falls through. Jacoby McDonald is on the board, and that doubles up the Rockville lead at 6-3, just north of 4:20 to go in this first.
Yeah, been a 6-0 run here by the Dogs after the opening three by Knutson, but what you're seeing from this defense by Rockville, nothing flashy, nothing crazy, just nice that 2-3 zone and just flashing up the high.
Bulldogs right now, defensively, 54 points per game they allow. So far, it's been rather low scoring halfway into this first period. Chargers on a drought. Cabilla tries to really end that with a deep three. Offensive rebound for McAfee, and then he tried to shovel it to Masqua. Might have not been ready for it, and the Chargers turn it over for the first time.
Well, that was a great offensive rebound, and Coach Losey is going to take a timeout.
Losey has a timeout into this game with 3:55 to go in the first. It's a 30, so we'll keep it right here. Again, our timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Kirk Hillman in studio, Brandon Jake for a second consecutive night here on KNZA. We talked in the game last night, Troy at Burlingame, how the rebound numbers were going to be key in that game, in which there was a heavy difference in favor of Burlingame, who won that game by 19. When you look at these stats for both these teams, Chargers, I would have to imagine they led the league, Northeast Kansas League, that is, averaging 39 rebounds per game. This is a Rockville team that only averages 24 rebounds a game.
And honestly, rebounding is a statistic in basketball you can compare to football. With defense and running the football wins games in the postseason, rebounding the basketball can win you postseason games on a consistent basis. This Rockville team, though, you're seeing not as many rebounds because they hit a lot of shots. Not a lot of opportunity for those rebound opportunities.
Bulldogs hit 47% of their shots, including 38% from downtown. They have a 6-3 lead out of the first time out. McDonald spins in the lane with touch. Drops through the bottom of the net. Dan McDonald now his second basket. And an 8-0 run here by the Rockville Bulldogs. They lead it 8-3, and Masqua turns it over. Here comes Rockville in transition, and a missed layup. Tipped into the hands of McDonald, shovels it inside, up and in. Cameron Badura with his second basket. McDonald doing a little bit of everything at the point guard position, and now a 10-0 run by Rockville.
That was the first offensive rebound and put back by the Dogs here in this game, and it was a big one. Masqua had the rebound momentarily, but couldn't hang on to it.
Well, looks like Rockville switching it up a little bit, starting at a 3-2. Looks like they're 2-3 right now. McAfee in the lane, got it up over the stretch defender there, and Luke McAfee ends that run, And his first points tonight makes it 10-5.
Yeah, we haven't even seen a three go up yet for Rossville in this ball game thus far, B-Tad. We know they can hit it, but good defense so far by the Chargers, not allowing that outside to be open.
Thought about a three up top was Brock Bush. Instead, McDonald gets a touch on the wing left. Sets it up. Fedora, straight on three. Front rim, no. Tipped in the air, fighting for the rebound. And it was Bowman who couldn't quite gather, so it's going to hit the out-of-bounds line. And fortunate for Rossville, they'll keep the possession underneath.
It's an opportunity that's missed right there by Horton, as had a rebound in their grasp, and it just hits the end line.
Great crowd on hand here tonight at Horton, always showing out for the Chargers. They set up a three. Rossville does in the corner. That one's no good. And Dante Masquaz gathered his fifth rebound of the opening quarter. 10-5, Rossville in front. We get a whistle and a foul on the perimeter. Jacoby McDonald will pick up the first Rossville foul in the game.
He doesn't like the call. He immediately looks over at his head coach, by the way. It's also Tad. And he says, hey, yeah, calm down, young man.
Either team has brought in a sub to this point. About 6 minutes into the game, a 10-5 Rossville lead on the road.
Horton needs a basket here to get back into rhythm here. Okay, they got to stop on the defensive end. Last time down, they had a good bucket from McAfee. They need to work offense here and find an open shot.
Here's Kabia. They get it to him on the right wing, and he drills it on cue. Jake Spaulding from downtown. Tavion Kabia gets the Chargers back to within two, but quickly up the floor, and McAfee comes away with a big-time rejection at the rim.
Big shot on one end, good defensive stop on the other. Can they capitalize once again?
Chargers, chance to tie or take the lead. They're on a little bit of a spurt here themselves with a 1:44 to go in this first quarter. 10-8, Dogs by two.
That was 10-0 Rossville run, now a 5-0 Horton run.
Here's Kabia, Masquaw, a lot of muscle in there, puts it up and in. Dante Masquaw ties the game at deadlock at 10 with 90 seconds to go in the quarter.
Yeah. The timeout by Coach Losey was looming large right now. Ever since that timeout, a nice little 7-0 run from the Chargers.
Cam Miller going inside. Here's a shot. McAfee again with the rejection. And Knudsen pulls it away, and a chance for the Chargers to retake the lead.
Give credit there to Masquaw. He absorbed the body, and McAfee swinging in to knock it out of there. Horton has a chance to grab that lead.
65 seconds left in the first quarter. We're tied at 10. Trip to the sub-state title game on the line on Friday night at Valley Heights. One-handed pass, and it goes between two Chargers and out of bounds and a turnover for Horton.
And that was one where McAfee a little bit loose with that pass right there. One-handed left hand after his offhand and split the two intended targets right there in Moman and Kabia.
We'll finally see some subs in. Cooper Struve is into the game for the home team Chargers. For Rossville, they bring on two new guards, Tayson Horrock and Makai Jackson. Both those two listed at 5'10 seniors.
Trent Lockwood also checks in for Horton, 6'1 senior.
Dealt with some injuries throughout the course of the year. Has the brace on, up and good. And what opportunity. Cameron Miller, his first pass, getting a chance for one more.
And they went right at Lockwood right there. And that was just a good set play by Rossville. So right at Lockwood, and Miller able to get the easy bunny plus a foul.
Bulldog shoot. 63% is at the line as a team, but that one no good. Rebound for Masquaw, his sixth board here in the quarter. 45 seconds to go, a 12-10 Rossville lead. Masquaw, free throw line, Lockwood underneath, fighting through it, and a foul on the floor. That stops the clock at 41 seconds, and just our fourth team foul between the two, and that one on Tayson Horrock, who just checked into the game.
I like that offensive set that we just saw from Horton. They swung it around the perimeter, hit the high post with Masquaw, and a nice back find to Lockwood.
Good game so far. Masquaw in the paint. Dutch touch around the rim. Masquaw, 4 points and his six rebounds to boot. We're tied at 12. 30 seconds to go in the first.
You might have the softest hands in Northeast Kansas. You see a big fella like that able to get some touch with that shot.
Back and forth. Both teams have gone on runs here offensively. We're tied currently. 20 seconds to go. Driver first layup. Good. Jack Donovan, that was beautifully done. And the Dogs have a 14-12 lead. Final 14 seconds in the frame.
No front side help defensively there. And a nice reverse lay-in.
Here's a drive by Knudsen. Cut off. He's doubled. Has to get rid of it. He throws it away. 5 seconds to go here for Rossville. Now they turn it over. Kabia from half court. It's an air ball. And that takes us to the end of a very entertaining first quarter here at Horton tonight. Chargers and Bulldogs. Right now, Rossville 14 and Horton 12. Second quarter action coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Mark Starr at GM Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GM Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GM Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Kime Kiesa Cefeta is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeKiesa.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Cefeta. We make it happen.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Good one through the first 8 minutes here at Horton tonight. Boys 2A, sub-state semifinal. Chargers trailing the Rossville Bulldogs 14-12. Alongside Jake Spaulding, I'm Brandon Tabman, and we got Captain Kirk Hillman once again for a second consecutive night here on KNZA. Chargers, Chance the Tire takes the lead here on the first possession of the second quarter. Touching left baseline, and a 10-foot one-hander is in. That was nicely done by Trent Lockwood. His first points tonight. We're tied at 14.
Again, I like the action I'm seeing right now from Horton offensively.
Here's a three right wing. No good. Rebound for Lockwood. Chance for Horton to retake the lead. Lockwood into the front court. Bouncing it right side to McAfee. Works top of the key. Hands it back to Struby right there. Now Moman working. Still zone defense. We've seen mainly zone for the Dogs here tonight so far.
Yeah, they mixed it up a couple times from 3-2 to 2-3, but doing a great job right now with the Chargers.
Here's McAfee, a three, missed it right off the rim, right side, chasing it down in the corner. It was Tayson Horrock who grabs that rebound, and now Rossville pushing the tempo. About a minute in, they're going to get a travel here.
He nailed it, too.
Right across midcourt, Jack Donovan. Just the second Rossville turnover. Tied at 14, not quite a minute into the second.
And a big stat in that first quarter was four turnovers by Horton in that opening frame. And again, those were unforced errors for the most part by this Charger team. They cleaned that up on the offensive side. Find themselves in good shape.
Chargers scored the first bucket of the game. Rossville went on a 10-0 run, but Chargers came storming back. And right now, deadlocked at 14, early second. Here's Basquiat, right wing, puts it on the dribble once. Now McAfee driving, stops at the elbow, bouncing it into the corner with Struby. He'll pick it up on the wing. Now Basquiat, post touch, thought about it, kicks it out. Now back up top it goes to McAfee, bouncing right side, deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Jacoby McDonald. And from the side out, it will be Horton basketball.
You know, we didn't even talk about this in pregame, but we got a very veteran officiating crew here tonight as well, which you love to see once you get in this sub-state round, especially in these semifinals.
Here's Basquiat, post touch. Dirk Nowinski off 1 foot, left it short. Rebound off the miss by Donovan. Rossville pushing the tempo.
Like the reference there, B-10.
Makai Jackson gets an opportunity, passing off the three, and that second try was no good. Tips into the hands of Luke McAfee, his second rebound. Still tied at 14, 6-12 to go in the first half. Here's Basquiat off the elbow. McAfee inside, had it knocked away, gathers, kicked it back out to Struby. Chargers reset. McAfee dives in, left-handed layup, couldn't get it to go, and a rebound for Rockville and Cameron Miller, his fourth of the half.
Good just to take that time.
McDonald driving in, good pass out to Donovan for three, book it. Jack Donovan from downtown, he has shot over 115 threes this season. He has made 45% of them. He leads Rossville with seven, and their lead is three at 17-14.
And that wasn't just right around the perimeter, B-10. That was a few steps behind it. He's got confidence behind the arc.
Trying to answer is Moman, and he does. Jackson Moman from downtown. His first basket tonight ties it at 17.
Back and forth we go, and again, Horton staying in this man-to-man defense. That's a double dribble.
And losing it underneath. That should be a turnover. It was lost out of bounds by Makai Jackson, the third Rossville turnover. Chargers get it back. A lot of action going on between these two. We expected a good game coming in, and that is what we got, a quarter and change into it.
Give credit right there for Horton. He had Struby and Lockwood on the floor for the last couple minutes of the first few minutes of the second, and they're able to maintain. We're tied at 17. Now back in the game is Knudsen as well as Kabia.
Kabia had it. Knudsen. Left side, Kabia. Masquaw, free throw line. Jay, that's smooth. Dante Masquaw, 6 points and six rebounds. Chargers retake the lead. It's 19-17. 5 minutes to go in the half.
Again, the action right now offensively for Horton is swing it around the perimeter, hit your high post, and then Dante, you make the decision. Pass down low or put it up, and he puts it up once again.
Fedora kicks it back out into the corner, gets it back on the block, kicks it left wing. Here's a deep three on the way. High off the heel, no. Battling for the rebound and a foul on Makai Jackson, who was trying to go over the back underneath, and the Chargers get it back with a little momentum, leading by too.
Yeah, momentum is a big thing right now for this Charger team. This home crowd is electric. It's loud in here. And, you know, that's nothing against for what Ross will normally play. They play against St. Mary's. They play against Silver Lake in those tough environments. They're not anything used or new to this for them. However, this Horton team, they fuel off this crowd.
4:38 clock moving until halftime. A 19-17 Horton lead at home. Still zone defense for Rossville, 2-3 variety. Here is Kabia, right side Knutson with the touch. Back up top, Bowman. Balanced scoring for both teams. Multiple guys in the books already. Little methodical here. Short corner left, pulling up. McAfee, a little bit short. Offensive rebound on the backside. Reagan Knutson. Nobody blocked him out. Now a four-point Charger lead at 21-17.
Shot goes up, beats that, crash to the glass. You talked about Horton being able to be a really good rebounding team that's proven it here tonight.
Rossville down four. They have the basketball. Here's Donovan. Right side McDonald with it. Puts it on the dribble. He's quick. Baseline all the way to the rack. A lot of contact. Nearly got it to go. Pitch in the air. Into the hands for Horton Charger player. That was Luke McAfee.
Great defense there by Knutson.
McAfee hot steps in the lane. His shot rejected at the rim. Good defense by Cam Miller. And it will stay here with Horton underneath. At 3:42 to go in the half, and the Chargers by four.
I like the aggressiveness. Luke McAfee is one of those slash-and-dash type of players, especially at the guard position. You look for him to continue to do that here tonight.
Bowman gets it high right on the wing after the entry pass and deflected out of bounds by Bedora. They were looking for Kabia in the corner. Now another chance to reset here for Horton. It was 14-12 Rossville at the end of one. Got 3:39 to go in the half here. Chargers are in front by four, 21-17.
A little 9-3 run here in the second quarter by the Chargers. It's all been started by their defense.
Here's Basquaw. Nice touch. He spins to his left and banks it in with the right hand. And Basquaw found on his season averages here tonight. 23-17, largest lead for the Chargers. Coming back up the floor. And a momentum killer there. Jack Donovan for two. He's got nine.
I mean, he's going to get his, right? I mean, you're not going to shut down a guy that has 19 points a game per average. What Horton's doing a great job is they're not letting anybody else beat them thus far.
3:10 to go in the half. 23-19, Horton at home. Here's Knutson spinning. Thought about it. Gets it back up top. Now Masquaw. Getting a look in the paint. Had it knocked away. Gets it back. Knutson, right corner, three. Front rim, no. Rebound, Jacoby McDonald and Rossville. Boy, he is quick with the ball in his hand. Stops on a dime right wing. Thinking about it with Donovan. Now he pulls from very deep away from the bucket. That was a 40-foot three. Barely grazed the iron, and it went out of bounds.
That was from the 10-foot volleyball line.
Not sure that was the ideal shot that head coach Brandon McDonald wanted there.
But, hey, you don't shoot or shoot, right, B-10?
And he hits it at 45%. One of the leaders in the Big East from downtown, 23-19 Chargers by four. They have the ball approaching the final 2.5 minutes of the first half. Game got pushed up. Of course, a lot of sub-state games got pushed up tonight with the weather in the area. Good crowd on hand. Here's Bowman up top. Looks like the dogs have gone to a man-to-man defense here. First time we've seen that tonight. Here's Kabia in the right corner. He's closed out by McDonald. They want Basquaw on the elbow. He steps out. Can he hit it? Not this time on a three. Another rebound for Jacoby McDonald. He'll push. Right side pass Donovan. Goes baseline. Little floater, and he's fouled on the shot. It's only going to be our second and third free throw attempts by either side here in this first half.
Yeah, it'll be the third free throw attempt here for Rossville. That was a great heavy play there by Jack Donovan going baseline. He blew past his defender in Reagan Knutson, who picks up the personal.
Jack Donovan, just a junior, averaging nearly 19 points per game. He sinks the first free throw. He hit 76% coming into tonight. Last year as a sophomore, averaging nearly 15 a game. Trying to get Rossville within two and able to do so. He goes 2 for 2, and he has 11 to lead all scores. 23-21 Chargers. They get it up quickly. Rossville closing out in the corner on Knutson. Masquaw, left elbow, in between the elbow and the block. Goes to his right, kicks it. Kabia, right corner, three on the way. Little bit strong, and another rebound. Jacoby McDonald hits for it.
And that time, nobody crashing the glass for the Chargers on the backside.
Rossville, chance to tire, takes the lead. Donovan from way downtown, left it short. It was on target. But Masquaw, another rebound.
He does a great job defensively, blocking out his defender and clearing the lane.
Well, Masquaw puts his body on you. You're not getting that rebound. I can guarantee you that. Masquaw went crashing towards the bucket, missed a shot. Rossville now pushing as they get it up the floor from coast to coast. It was Cameron Bedora who got that bucket, and we're deadlocked at 23. And a full timeout called by the Chargers head coach and David Lowe. run, a buck 23 until the half. We're deadlocked at 23. Back after this here on KNCA.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
2A boys substate semifinal here at Horton tonight. Chargers and the Rossville Bulldogs deadlocked at 23 with under a minute and a half to go. And out of the timeout, Chargers turn it over for a fifth time.
Not what you wanted your coach Rossi out of the timeout.
Here's Donovan, right side on the wing. 65 seconds to go until the half. It's been back and forth. And a whistle and a foul on the floor. As it was Bedora driving in from the left corner, went baseline, and he was pushed by Knutson. That's going to be his second foul, just the third foul combined between the two teams. So, again, at least the theme in this first half officiating-wise is not many whistles.
Letting them play, and you know neither team's being overly aggressive by any stretch, but no reason for the officials to get involved for the most part.
Minute four left in the half. Thought about it was Bedora. Instead, left side Donovan. Bedora gets in the paint. Floater from 10. Hit the rim twice. Gets his own rebound. Wow. Puts it up and in. Extra effort by Cameron Bedora, and he's got eight. Rossville takes the lead, 25-23. Now 49 seconds to go in the half.
Haven't seen that very often tonight yet. Both probably this season if you're the Chargers, allowing somebody to get a second-chance putback that easily.
There's a foul on the perimeter. Kabia dribbling near midcourt, and I think the foul's on Cameron Miller. Nobody in foul trouble. The only player with at least two fouls, that's Reagan Knutson for the Chargers.
40 seconds left. Maybe too much time to try and hold for one shot here. Chargers down by two with the ball.
Rossville right now, man-to-man defense. They've mixed it up. Mainly been zoned for the most part. Maskwa left wing. Little Hezzy on a three. Is on target, but a little bit strong and tips into the hands of Cameron Miller. His fifth rebound for the Bulldogs. Now they have a chance here. 20 seconds to go in the half. Andre Johnson has checked into the game. His first minute, a little give-and-go action, knocked in the air, turnover by Rossville, and now a foul on the Bulldogs. I think they get Johnson here, and they do. That'll be his first in team foul number two.
Yeah, just that out of position right there for Johnson as he had the ball taken away, turnover on the Dogs.
Chargers down two, 15 seconds to go in the half. Let's see what they dial up here. Coach David Losey Parkin at his team for the play call here. Here's Struby, left elbow, had it knocked away. That's a steal for Rossville. They got numbers, coast to coast, layup good. Cameron Bedura's got 10, 5 seconds to go. Here's Bowman, three, pulls up from three, short. And a momentum type of end there for the Rossville Bulldogs as they lead this game at the half, 27-23. Halftime show next, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home but far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Great game so far tonight. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. After almost 20 years in practice, I am convinced that optimal health really comes down to one word, discipline. Are we disciplined enough to say no to junk food when it's right in front of us? Are we disciplined enough to exercise when it's so much easier not to? Are we disciplined enough to embrace an attitude of gratitude despite the challenges we all face? Being disciplined may not be the easy way, but it's the healthy way. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 and let us help you start developing this discipline today.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Boys Class 2A Substate Semifinal tonight here on KMCA from Horton High School, home of the Chargers, taking on the Bulldogs of Rossville. And right now, Rossville with a slender four-point lead at the break, 27-23. Kirk Hillman in studio alongside Jake Spaulding, Brandon Tadman with you. Well, we were just talking about it before we popped back on here. It was certainly a game of runs throughout the course of that first half. Chargers scored the first bucket of the game on a three by Reagan Knudsen. After that, the Bulldogs followed with a 10-0 run. Ultimately, they led it by two at the end of one as the Chargers came roaring back in the final few minutes of the first. Chargers jump out to a 9-3 advantage in the second, but Rossville closed out that second quarter of play on a 10-2 run.
Yeah, again, you saw a big run happen by both teams multiple times, and that's what you're going to see with two really good teams, right? Neither team's going to pull away from the other. Both teams are going to be continuing to battle hard, hustle for loose balls. The thing that shifted in that latter portion of the second quarter for me was seeing when Rossville went to man-to-man, that really kind of frustrated Horton a little bit because they were finding success in that zone with Dante Maslow at the high post. When they went man-to-man, he started finding himself around the perimeter, outside the arc. Dante Maslow can shoot it from out there, B-Tad, don't get me wrong, but he does a lot more work inside the paint than outside.
Well, the two stats that we kind of talked about in the pregame was three-point shooting and rebounding. Rossville had the edge in three-point shooting statistically. Chargers had a dominant edge statistically in rebounding. And we see how this first half is played. Bulldogs are out rebounding the Chargers right now, 15-14. And the Chargers have made two more threes than the Bulldogs.
Yeah, again, both teams are playing their strengths, right? And that's why we got such a tight game right now. This second half is going to be really intriguing for me because I'm curious to see which team really does assert what they want to do on a consistent basis. But I mentioned it a minute ago, neither one of these teams is going to pull away from the other. This is going to be a battle all the way till the end. For Horton, I would like to see more paint touches for Dante Maslow, but I talked about in the pregame with you, B-Tad, we need to see somebody like a Capilla, somebody like a McAfee, or a moment, really step up and maybe get some extra buckets. In that first half, Knudsen with a three, Capilla had a three, and Moment with a three. So they're starting to do a little bit of what they need to do to help out Maslow and McAfee, but McAfee is being held in check so far.
Well, Rossville has two players in double figures in the first half. Jack Donovan with 11 and Cameron Baduro with 10. They also got 4 points from Jacoby McDonald and also 2 points from Cameron Miller. Chargers had 8 points and 7 rebounds in the first half from Dante Maslow. They also got 5 points from Reagan Knudsen, 3 apiece from Jackson Bowman, and also Fabian Capilla, and then 2 points apiece from Trent Lockwood and Luke McAfee. The Chargers, 6 turnovers, 14 rebounds. They did not attempt a free throw in the first half. They had 3 threes as well. And on the other side for the Bulldogs, just 2 of 3 at the line. They had 15 rebounds, 4 turnovers, and they only hit 1 3 in that first half. Our stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton. That's Mike Tanky and Kay Omler, Michelle Callison, or any K Tax Services in Whiting. That is Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockhoff. In our boys' halftime score, it is Rossville 27 and Horton 23. More after a timeout here on KNZA.
Attention Sepetha residents. Rainbow Communications is expanding its fiber broadband network to your community. Construction is officially set to begin in 2026 on a $4.5 million project that will install nearly 63 miles of state-of-the-art fiber optic cabling. This expansion will bring extremely fast internet speeds up to 2 gigabits per second to over 2,300 homes. This project is part of Rainbow Communications' commitment to fostering economic growth and innovation in Sepetha. Learn more by contacting Rainbow Communications or visit fiber.rainbowtel.com. Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockhoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Superman, a hero on call 24/7, responding to the world's greatest emergencies and untimely disasters. Like Superman, MCR Towing is ready for any emergency with our fully equipped service truck. Unlike Superman, we are the real deal, responding to your untimely disasters. We're prepared to save the day with tire changes, unlocks, and fuel deliveries. Our primary goal is to get you back on schedule quickly and safely. Remember, MCR Towing when disaster strikes your schedule.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling, Market President at Bank of Blue Valley for Hiawatha and Sepetha. Our story started decades ago and continues because of you, our customers, our communities, our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. Get started today by visiting bankbv.com. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered, specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
And I had to pay to Kansas $10. Uh-huh. Getting ready to start the second half here in Horton tonight alongside Jake Spaulding, Brandon Sam, and Kirk Kilman. It's been a fun one here so far, and expect the same in the second half. Rossville on the road, hostile environment. A 10-2 run in the first half, and they lead it by four at 27-23. A lot of keys to the game that we talked about prior to pregame. Ain't really going with the stats that we have right now in the first two quarters. So you talked about getting maybe some more post touches for Dante Masqua. Maybe look on the Rossville side. What do they need to do to pull out this win here on the road?
Well, right now, I mean, Jack Donovan's doing what Jack Donovan does. He's getting his points, but you need to see somebody like Cameron Miller get going if you're Rossville right now. Cameron Badura's doing well as well for the Dogs in that first half, but you're not getting a whole lot from your 6'4 junior forward kind of swing man in Cam Miller, who averages 12 points and 8 boards a game, just 2 points in that first half. So if you want to see Rossville moving on, if you're a Dog fan listening in and you want to get your squad to the championship game later on this week, you got to get Cameron Miller going just a little bit.
Well, we got an early game tonight on the girls' side in 3A. We just saw Hiawatha come up a little bit short in their semifinal on the road at Wellsville. Of course, that was on the Hiawatha channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Full broadcast slate tomorrow night as well. Fingers crossed the weather doesn't continue to be an issue like it has been today, but
For the most part, doing okay. I got a couple score updates for you from this same, not the same bracket, but in 2A, Valley Falls leading Kansas City Christian at the halftime break, 39-33.
That's a good one there. Rockville getting a quick and one. 8 seconds into the half, they go inside to Brock Bush. And that is a big-time bucket to start things off for Rockville, and a chance for one more.
Nasqua towers over Bush, but Bush cleared out some space, able to use his lower body and then extend with that right arm and bank it home.
And that free throw a little bit strong. Nasqua trying to save it. Ball still on the floor. It went to Rockville, and a second foul just like that as it got back into the hands of Cameron Miller, and he'll go to the line for two. That was just a tough go as Nasqua just couldn't quite grab the rebound, tried to save it, but threw it to the wrong team.
Nasqua had it, lost it, and then a foul on Luke McAfee. Two free throw tosses here for Cam Miller.
So 12 seconds into the third quarter, and two fouls already picked up by the Chargers. First free throw good by Miller. Said he needed to get going, and that's a good way to start. Get a free one at the line. So it's the largest lead now, I think, or at least ties the largest lead here, and that second one no good. Nasqua the rebound. It's 30-23. So just like that, Rockville able to build on this lead before the Chargers get their first touch on offense.
Yeah, Rockville led 10-3 early in this ball game, so ties their largest lead of the game. When you saw Horton go on a run, it was a zone defensive step by the Dogs.
Kabia, a deep three, got knocked to the floor, no call, and a rebound off the miss by Cameron Miller. Bulldogs have the momentum. McDonald driving in, kicking left. Badura, a three, hits the rim twice, falls off. This time, the big hand of Matt Squaw securing that rebound, his 8th rebound here tonight.
Chargers trying to push in transition, but good job getting back that time. Jack Donovan to stop that, and he forces the turnover.
Donovan gets a steal on Kapia. 8 turnovers now by Horton. Here's a drive off the window. That one is good by Badura. He's now got 12, and it's the largest lead for Rockville at 32-23.
And they came out of this halftime locker room like dudes on a mission right now. The defense intensity is up, and their offense, man, they're attacking the rack.
Long way to go, but you feel like this is a possession where the Chargers probably desperately need a bucket here.
You need to get a good offensive possession here. Again, man-to-man defense by Rockville. They've given Horton fit since they switched to it in midway point of the second quarter.
Here's Kabia, top of the key. Again, man-to-man defense, as Jake mentioned. Kabia drives, contact on the floor, and a foul is going to be called against Rockville. They'll get Jacoby McDonald with his second and the first Rockville foul here in the third quarter. 6:33 to go in this third. 32-23 Rockville. Here's Knutson. Kabia thought about it. Now Nasqua left wing. Closed out by Badura. He'll step back straight away. Butter. Dante Nasqua, he's a big body, but he can shoot it from the outside. A long two. And now quickly up the floor. There's a missed shot. Nasqua swinging the arms and a foul on Rockville.
Yep. Great job that time by Nasqua. Getting a box out that time. But you're seeing, I'm guessing that Coach McDonald for Rossville had a little bit to say about his guys being out-rebounded so significantly in that first half. You're seeing them really try to attack the glass.
Well, double-double already in sights for Dante Nasqua. 32-25, Rossville. Chargers with the ball just about 2 minutes into this third. Here's Knutson. Again, Rossville still going man. A couple bodies collide. Knutson in the paint. Hop step. Shot rejected. Gets his own rebound, though, to keep it alive. Now finds Kapia in the corner, right side, and it's knocked in from downtown. Savion Kapia, 6 points, 2 threes. It's back to 4, and now a quick shot missed, and another Dante Nasqua rebound, and the Chargers on a run here.
I don't know how Kapia had room in that corner earlier for that three, but he did found it, hit the bottom.
Here's Nasqua, big three, bang! How about that, Dante Nasqua? What a run! 32-31, Chargers within one.
8-0 run here by Horton. It started on one-shot possessions for Rockville, clearing the board for the Chargers, and then offense is starting to heat up.
First half, a game of runs. That's what it's been, and now a strong move by Cam Miller. He gets inside and banks it in through contact. Heavy momentum killer. Back to a three-point game, 34-31.
Yeah, he went baseline, and this was not going to be denied.
Here's Knutson going against Cam Miller, guarding him man-to-man, high right on the wing. Skips it far side of the floor moment. Now could be a touch left wing. But the Nasqua screen, not much with it. Now they want Nasqua left wing, backing down, has the mismatch. Should be an offensive foul.
Yeah, elbow too high for Dante that time. He's trying to clear space. And that was an easy call for the official.
He had a smaller guy on him off the switch, and Donovan, and again, it wasn't any malintent, but just the fact that he was such a bigger body trying to clear that space, the elbow a little high, and certainly the right call by the official there.
100%.
34-31 Rossville. 4:45 to go, third quarter. Sub-state semifinals here. Here's Johnson, a touch inside, and somehow got it up and over Dante Masqua.
Masqua's got to be careful because he got two fouls right now, so he had to be straight up that time.
Rossville by five, 4.5 minutes to go in the third. Masqua thought about it, gets it back up top here to Moman, left side on the wing. Well, we've seen it was zone heavy early, but whenever Rossville switched to man, they have pretty much gone that way since. And now a tough shot by Moman, able to get his own rebound. Second chance, no. But do they get the foul on the shot? They do, and now free throws for Jackson Moman.
Second foul on Cam Bergura for Rossville. It's a 5-0 run right now, or 4-0 run, excuse me, for Rossville, and they will say it was a shooting foul.
Here's Jackson Moman, the 6'1 senior, 7 points, 3 rebounds a game. Hit a 3 in the first half, trying to inch his team a little bit closer in this third quarter. Free throw hit the rim 4 times, dropped through for 1.
Lockwood back into the game, B-10. He gave good minutes for Horton in that first half. He wasn't in there very long. Able to give a blow, though, here for Knutson.
Dealt with injuries throughout the year, rocking knee braces on both sides. Second chance, good as well. Moman goes 2 for 2. That was the first free throw attempts for Horton tonight. 36-33, 4:10 to go in the quarter.
Big free throws there by the Chargers, but defensively, they're staying in man-to-man. They haven't mixed anything up tonight.
Here's Padura, post-touch. Johnson kicks left. Cam Miller, a 3, hits high off the heel. Masqua.
That's going to be third.
That's going to be tough. Jacoby McDonald trying to go over the back of Masqua, and that just resulted in a foul, his third. And team foul number 4, Jake. Final 3:57, Horton in the bonus.
And that's just not what you want to see for your coach McDonald. I mean, again, Jacoby doing a great job. Hustle plays right there, but you're not going to out-jump and get that rebound away from Dante Masqua without picking up the foul.
Chargers with the ball down 3, 3:49 to go. Moman pulling up from the free throw line, and he got it to go. Moman feeling it now. He's got 7, a 1-point game, 36-35.
Chargers faithful, starting to get back into this game a little bit. Here's a Lockwood steal.
Lockwood with the steal, coast-to-coast, with ease. The Chargers take the lead, 37-36.
Not too long ago, B-10, we talked about a big lead for Rossville. How about a game of runs? Chargers on their own right now with the lead.
Crowd getting into it. Another near steal. Rossville gets it back, though. Johnson, top of the key, gets in the paint. Hop steps. Might have got away with the travel, but it was close. Gets it back out to Horak. Gets in the lane. Shot good. Tucker Horak. First bucket for the 5'10 senior. Killed the crowd noise just a touch. 38-37, Rossville back in front.
That was a beautiful floater right there, able to crash into the middle of the lane and have a good, easy shot.
Masqua just inside the three-point line.
Oh, no.
And he kicked it off his heel, tried to go behind the back. Little fancy there for Masqua, but ultimately a turnover.
I'm telling you, if you're a big dude that's 6'4", it can dribble between your legs, behind your back, step back. You gave him a Dirk Nowitzki reference earlier.
A little fader off 1 foot.
I'll take a turnover every now and then for him trying to be able to dribble away from a defender.
38-37 Rossville. They have the possession leading by 1. Under 3 minutes to go in the third. Here's the drive. Padura up. No good. The shot was good, but they get him with a travel as he was working his way inside. Turnover number 5 on the Bulldog.
Yeah, just a little bit of an extra step there. That was a really good move, though, by Padura. If he's able to keep that initial pivot foot down, he'd been just fine with a nice step through.
Another chance for the Chargers to retake the lead. Down 1 with the possession. Here's Masqua up top. Now McAfee a touch. One-handed pass. Kapia on the wing right. Goes around a screen. Had it knocked away. Able to get it back, though, with Jackson Bowman. They'll reset. 2:20 left to go in the third. It's been fantastic atmosphere and a great game here tonight. Lockwood on the block. Now Masqua, free throw line. Kicks it left. Good cut. McAfee, Kelly, and the foul. What a pass by Kapia, and a chance for a three-point play for Luke McAfee, who's been quiet tonight, but maybe that wakes him up just a touch.
Third foul on Padura, and that was great court vision, like you said, from Kapia, but how about the cut by McAfee? Goes with the right hand, scoop off the window, plus the foul.
Gives the Chargers the lead back, 39-38. How many lead changes have we had in this game tonight?
You know, I used to tally that when I was broadcasting consistently. But my goodness, I wish I did tonight.
McAfee can't make the free throw. Masqua got it back, but they're going to call a jump ball. Possession arrow right here to Horton.
And again, right now, Horton's got size advantage. They've got Andre Johnson, does Rossville, on big Dante Masqua. That's 5'10 versus 6'4.
Now Masquaw, he's triple teamed, and a timeout for David Losey. They thought Masquaw was hit in the face. They wanted a foul, no call.
He was.
But the Chargers saved that possession with the timeout at the 30. We'll keep it right here. Again, our timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Time for a break. You're looking for that snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. Perfect timeout stack. Kirk Kilman, Brandon Tamman, Jake Spaulding for a second consecutive night here on KNZA. 39-38 Chargers here at home.
Tell you what, this game is one that we expected to be good. This is a game that we talked about the runs by both teams. Neither team is going to pull away from the other. And we're getting exactly what we hoped for with this ball game so far.
Out of the timeout, Chargers able to save that possession. Chance to add here to a one-point lead with 2:04 to go in the third. Now it's launched into the backcourt, and Moman able to just get it before he went to the other end of the floor.
It was not a go up and get it. That was a Hail Mary toss from Kabir.
Moman gets a McAfee screen. He gets underneath, lobs it into the corner.
Oh, well played
by Masquaw. Athletic for the big body.
Gets over to see his dad in the second row. He's smiling at him.
Here's Moman. Still man-to-man here, being guarded. Had it knocked away on a steal for Rossville. Johnson picks it up. Rossville chance to retake the lead. Minute 35 to go in the third. It's a one-point Charger lead. Here's Cameron Miller working, driving, a lot of contact. And the foul's going to be on the floor. And I'll see who the foul is on.
Be on Trent Lockwood.
That is correct.
As he was bodying up there, Cam Miller was trying to go baseline. And Lockwood, he's playing tough out there tonight.
They go inside to Miller, and he got bumped to his right, and a foul called on the shot. But Cam Miller going to the line to shoot a pair. Can't get Rossville the lead back.
Foul there on Luke McAfee for the Chargers, his second. But Miller, again, we talked about it at halftime. If you're the Dogs, you got to get him going. He's got his now third and fourth free throw attempts in the second half coming up.
Cameron Miller, 5.6 rebounds tonight, and his first free throw is pure. Ties the game at 39-all.
Gave you the Valley Falls update a little bit ago. How about the one on the top side of this exact same bracket? Mar Hill Mouth Academy, Care Paravel. Halftime, Mar Hill leads 22-21.
Ooh, that is the 1-8 matchup over at Mar Hill. Second free throw by Cam Miller is good. He's got 7. And Rossville retakes a one-point lead. McAfee underneath. Now Lockwood a touch. Contested. Floater got it to go.
From this angle beat that, I thought there's no way that's going in. And what a shot.
Lockwood having a good game, but right back on the other end, getting to the rack with Cameron Miller, now at 9, 7 of which in the third quarter.
He's heating up here in the third quarter right now. Keep in mind, Rossville, without Jacoby McDonald, their stud point guard on the floor.
Tabia, right corner, 3, he's going to go over the backboard, out of bounds. And we got 57 seconds left in the third. Multiple lead changes here in this third quarter. Right now, Rossville with the possession up. 42-41.
Coach McDonald's got to be very pleased with his team right now. With the one-point lead, with Jacoby on the bench with those 3 fouls, Houghton has an opportunity to maybe grab the leader, extend it here in this third frame, and couldn't do it.
Here's Jack Donovan, pull up mid-range. That's nice. From about 15 on the right baseline, Donovan is first points up the third quarter. He's got 13 and a 3-point Rossville lead at 38 seconds to go.
Knutson back into the game at the last dead ball.
Here's McAfee, around the screen, to the rack. Aggression. He likes every bit of that. He's got 6, 44-43, 25 seconds here for Rossville. They lead by 1.
We talked about Cam Miller at halftime for Rossville. Luke McAfee for Horton. He needed to get going.
Cam Miller pulls and hits. C3. 47-43, 12 seconds now. Chargers down 4.
10 points in the third quarter by Cam Miller. He has definitely showed up after halftime.
5 seconds. Here's Lockwood on the wing. Up top McAfee, 3 seconds. Top steps in the lane. Lost it. Doesn't get a shot. No, they blow the whistle and a foul with 1 second. It's going to put McAfee at the line.
And they should clear out the lane as well. That foul called on Horak. That's his second. So they should clear the lane here. McAfee.
Are they going to put a second on the clock? Doesn't appear so. Nonetheless, McAfee to shoot 2 here at the end of the quarter. First free throw good. 7 points down for Luke McAfee. Chargers within 3 at 47-44. Second, good as well. There might be some confusion. It's showing zeros on the clock, but they're out there like there's 1 second left here. They will throw it in, launching one down from 3/4 court. No good. I'm not even sure what it counted anyway.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, three quarters in, and we got a good one. We go to the fourth quarter. Horton at home trailing Roxville 47-45. Don't go anywhere. Fourth quarter coming your way next.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harlan at Harlan Chiropractic in Sabetha help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help me. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harlan Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, we get the fourth quarter started. It's been high intensity all night here in Horton tonight, and an early foul here against the Chargers. I think they get Capilla with this one, his second. So free throws, 7 seconds into the quarter, Roxville by two.
You put one guy at the line you don't want to have at the line if you're a Horton Charger. That's Jack Donovan,
76% on the season. He knocks in the first at 14 points tonight, and a 3-point lead for Roxville. Second, good as well. 15 in the game for Jack Donovan. 49-45. Chargers down four. Their first touch here in the fourth quarter on offense. 15 seconds in. Nasqua high screen. Not much with it. Gets it on the right wing. Swinging through. Johnson defending. Here's a drive. Knutson picks it up on the block. Kicks it back out to Kavia.
I'd like to see Horton put Masqua on the block again with Johnson guarding him. He's given up 6 inches of height.
Bowman in the lane, hesitates, put up a shot, hit off the rim. Masqua tips it out. Knutson thought about it. Kavia, right wing, three on the way. No good, but he traveled. Yeah, just took a little bit of a step there, and Kavia turns it over. And turnovers have been somewhat of an issue tonight for the Chargers. Now, Roxville, a little momentum here. 7:20 to go in the game, leading by four with the ball.
I got charged with 11 turnovers in this ball game. A lot of those just unforced errors, like you just saw right there from Tay Kabia.
Here's Badura with it. Johnson straight on three. A little bit strong, no good. That should have been a foul, no call, but a rebound for Luke McAfee.
Yeah, that definitely looked like Cam Miller kind of swung down the back of McAfee trying to get that rebound.
A minute into the fourth quarter. Win in advance, lose, your season is complete. Pretty simple stuff. Substate semifinal here at Horton tonight. Here's Masqua working in the post. Got to the bucket. That's going to be a travel.
Yep. Little hop step before a two step for the layup. And again, unforced errors here by Horton.
That's back to back travel calls. One on Kapia, that one by Masqua. 6:45 to go in the game. Roxville leading 49-45 on the road. Here's Badura with it. Up top, Johnson has a touch. Now right side, McDonald. He set most of the third quarter with three fouls. Here's Donovan, a deep three. Book it. Jack Donovan, his second triple. He's got 18 in the game to lead all scores. 52-45, Roxville by seven.
Vital possession here for the Chargers. They need a bucket. They have a third straight turnover.
And now they turn it over. Here's a rundown for Roxville. They settle in and reset. Not quite 2 minutes in. Roxville, just kind of how they started the third quarter with the momentum, and then we saw the Chargers come roaring back. They're going to have to do something similar here in the fourth. Here's McDonald putting it on. Bowman gets to the rack. Layup, no. Fighting for the rebound. Johnson and Masqua. Masqua, who has it, trying to find somebody to get it off to, and finally gets it off to his teammate. Here's McAfee near side. Had it knocked away by McDonald and out of bounds.
5:50 to go on this one. A 7-point lead for the Dogs, and it's been all Roxville here. A 5-0 run, as you mentioned, to begin this fourth quarter. Chargers, three straight turnovers on offensive possessions. They've got to find a way to settle in.
Here's Kapia, working left side of the right screen. Back door, make it four turnovers. Knutson was cutting back door, but the pass not on target. And that, now with turnovers, becoming a little bit of an issue here for Horton.
14 in the game, as mentioned, four consecutive here in their fourth quarter possession.
Big chance for Roxville. I think points might secure a Horton timeout, but we'll see. They go inside, up and no good. A foul on McAfee. Cameron Miller going to the free throw line for two.
Miller has been active in this second half. He's been aggressive, and that time he sealed McAfee, and McAfee's tugging at his jersey at coach and saying, I need a break right now. That's his third personal foul, but McAfee being a senior, coach is probably looking at him saying, hey, dude,
we need you. We need you indeed. Well, big free throws for Cameron Miller. He's got 12 points, 6 rebounds tonight. First free throw is pure. 13 in the game. Jack Donovan leads all scorers with 18. Askraw, the leading scorer for Horton with 13.
What's Donovan average again?
18.6. Second, no, but Johnson chasing down the rebound in the corner. So they get it back. Extra possession here for the Bulldogs.
Horton
is a big momentum swing here.
Horton looks tired right now. Braden.
Here's Badura. Thought about it. McAfee knocked it away. Couldn't quite get the steal. Johnson in the corner. Back to Badura. They reset up top here with Cameron Miller. Now McDonald high right on the wing.
Keep in mind, no shot clock here in this. The coach also has to stand up and walk on the floor and say, get up on him. They were just standing with the basketball near midcourt.
5 minutes to go in the game. 53-45 Rockville. Dominated the first few minutes of this fourth quarter. Here's Badura. Wing left. Diving in the paint. Shot off balance. Got it to go. Cameron Badura now with 14 in the game. Largest lead at 10 for Rockville. Trouble time here for the Chargers. A 4:44 to go. And now they turn it over. It's just getting sloppy, and now a foul on McAfee, or it might be Bowman. Two white jerseys around Cameron Miller, who got knocked to the floor. If it's McAfee, it's going to be four, but they get it on Bowman, and that's just his first.
8-0 to run to begin this fourth frame by Rockville. And again, of those now five turnovers in this fourth quarter, probably four of them have been unforced errors.
Yeah, I think so. Still plenty of time, but right now it's all Rockville, but they turn it over. Maskraw picks it up underneath after the pass was a little bit short down in the post. This is a must need in terms of points on this possession, and it's kicked out of bounds by Bowman. When it rains, it pours. I'm pretty sure it's literally raining outside right now.
It is.
And I think it's worked its way inside to the gym. Chargers cannot get out of their own way here in the first few minutes of the fourth quarter.
We're almost halfway gone in this fourth quarter. Coach Losey, if Rossville gets the bucket here, you got to think a timeout's coming just to give these guys a blow because Horton looks tired on this floor.
They set it up for Donovan. A D3 just short, fighting for the rebound, and it's going to stay here. Let's see who the Horton foul is on. Good job by Miller to box out there. They get Bowman with his second, and team foul number three. 4:02 remaining in the game. It's been all Rossville here in the fourth quarter. They lead it by 10.
Wide open.
Miller underneath, and another foul. They get McAfee with this one. That's going to be his fourth, and Cameron Miller to the line to shoot two more.
Great set play underneath the basket there by Rossville, and Cam Miller comes around the corner, wide open lane. McAfee said, I had all ball. The official, though, again, we talked about the experienced crew we've got here tonight.
This will be the 8th and 9th free throw attempts for Cameron Miller, and his 8th attempt is up and good. He's got 14, and the largest lead here continuing to build for Rossville. It's up to 11 at 56-45.
12 of those in the second half.
Second is good. Boy, he's been good in this one tonight. He's got 15, 57-45 Rossville. 3:57 and counting left in this one. Got to get a bucket if you're Horton here. Here's Basquiat in the corner. He'll try a three, catch it, and go. You might just need to get Dante Basquiat the ball as much as possible. And that's Luke McAfee. They didn't pull him out, and he picked up his fifth foul. He is out of the game. Wow. All five fouls in the second half. Lockwood's got to come in. And the 6'2 senior, Luke McAfee, walks to the bench, looking up at the scoreboard. 3:42 left. His team down 9.
And that's going to be Cameron Badura at the line shooting 2. 16 fouls in his fourth quarter to just 0 for Horton. So the rest of the way, the Dogs at the line.
Well, the first free throw, no good by Badura. 14 tonight. He hits it at 74% on the season. Trying to go 1-for-2, get it back to a double-digit lead. This one is good. 15 for Cameron Badura, and it's 58-48 Rossville. 3:38 clock moving, fourth quarter. And the Chargers have one more push left in them. They need it, and they need it to start rather quickly.
mentioned it. Might just need to get the ball to Dante Masqua at this point, huh?
Here's Masqua. He's got it top of the circle. Johnson still defending. Hands it off to Kapia. Left side on the wing. Puts it on the dribble. Stopping. Head of the circle. Now Masqua on the wing. Diving in. Kicks it. Knutson in the corner. Goes behind the back. Baseline drive. Whistle and a foul.
Fourth foul now on Jacoby McDonald. And that possession will be 10. No shot went up. And almost 40 seconds came off the clock on that possession. You got to have a little bit more urgency if you're the Chargers here.
And they look like they, meaning head coach Brandon McDonald, will bring out Jacoby McDonald and they'll bring in Tayson Horrock. Again, as you mentioned, McDonald picking up his fourth foul. 3:12 to go. It's a 10-point Rockville lead. Masqua
nice
spinning. Rejected at the rim. Out of bounds. Chargers key, but I think that was Cam Miller who met him at the summit there.
Oh, man.
Blocked it off the backboard, but fortunate Chargers keep.
Great job there by Masqua. Spin at the left block, but Miller swatted it away.
Knutson in the corner on the inbound pass. Masqua just hit one a moment ago. He hits another. Dante Masqua, three threes in the second half, single-handedly keeping the Chargers in it. 58-51, 7-point game, 3 minutes to go. Timeout. We'll keep it right here.
You got to give the big man the rock, B-Tad. You mentioned it. Maybe that's the idea now with no McAfee because he's fouled out if you're a Horton Chargers fan. Well, Dante is answering the call right now. Get the big man the ball, work quickly, get a bucket. But it all starts on the defensive side now for Horton. They cannot foul. That will put Rockwell on the line the rest of the way. If you're the Dogs right now, you got to be patient. You know the press is coming. You know Horton's going to be on the ball pressure. Take care of the basketball, and they can find themselves in good shape.
Dante Masqua, 19 points, three threes here in the second half. His last three shots made have been from behind the arc. He's got 12 rebounds as well. But, again, a loss of Luke McAfee. We'll see if it looms large, but that is arguably your second-best player on the bench, fouling out pretty somewhat early in this game.
Yeah, he fouled out with 3:42 to go in this contest. But updates on matches, the top side of his bracket, tied at 41 with 3 minutes to go. That's Mar Hill, Mount Academy, and Caraparava.
Northeast Kansas League champs in a dogfight with Caraparava out of Topeka. Keep an eye on that one. Final 3 minutes. Out of the timeout, Rossville with the ball, leading by 7, 58-51. Good defense, could be a jump ball. It is, and that is a turnover forced by Jackson Moman, exactly what the doctor ordered.
Yeah, Horak just kind of stood there, and they were trying to burn some clock. They burned 14 seconds to Rossville. The Moman just put his hands on the basketball, knowing, hey, possession's in our favor. Quickly back into the game, Jacoby McDonald with those four fouls for the Dogs.
2:45 clock moving. Chargers into the front court from left to right, down by 7. Kapia, left side on the wing, collected with one hand, driving in the paint. Stop, Lockwood, long two, and it gets wedged into the rim. Don't see it too often. So that is a jump ball possession arrow back to Rossville.
Check the air pressure of that basketball. That shouldn't happen.
Well, missed opportunity there, Lockwood. On a 19-footer from the right wing, wedged it into the rim. And Rossville now, momentum back in their favor, up 7, under 2.5 minutes to go. Rossville in no hurry.
Nope. Unless the pressure gets applied by the Chargers, they're going to continue this to work clock.
Left side on the wing, this is Fedora bouncing it. Miller on the block, fighting through, had it knocked away, but they get a jump ball again. Lockwood got a hand on it, I believe. Now the official coming to the near side, and they might change this call because I did not see much of a jump ball there, but
if they,
they keep the call?
If they call a jump ball, then it's possession Horton because the wedge is what gave it to Rossville, and so now it should go back to Horton, and they've talked about it.
Yeah, they confirmed the call. So the Chargers are now back-to-back stops. But that last opportunity, they were unable to get points. You got to get a bucket here. 58-57, 2:09 and counting.
Get number zero the basketball if you're a team in white.
Masqua getting tripped up by Johnson inside. He's on the right wing. Working inside. Had it knocked away at the elbow. Back door. Knutson fading. Missing a shot. Point blank. And a rebound for Cameron Miller. And now a foul on Horton. That's against Kapia. Walking the other way. Rossville will shoot two.
And that was an open opportunity. And instead of going through contact to try to bake it in, Knutson tried to fade away. And
kind of one of those shots where you're on the fly thinking, not sure if you're going to try to bank it or maybe just try to swish it. And it was just kind of in between. And that's a big swing there as McDonald will shoot two. His first free throw is good.
It's a 52% foul shooter. You saw that Holden immediately, once he got the ball, tried to foul him, and they successfully did so. But McDonald, great first shot.
59-51, second on the way. That one no good. Tipped in the air and a foul against Andre Johnson, trying to look around the big body of Maswa. Johnson picked up his second. Now, Rossville, they have plenty of fouls to give here in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
The Chargers right now with the ball down 8 with a minute 50. Time not on their side. They need points.
You got to do it in a hurry as well.
Here's Kapia with it. Oh, lazy pass taken away. McDonald layup good. Might have been the swing that just secured the Bulldogs a win. Minute 38, it's back to 10.
Travis.
Holman got away with one there, but Kapia has it. He'll pull up off balance 3. Hits the rim, falls off no good. Rebound, Badura. Rossville with a minute 25 to go with the ball up 10, and there's the foul. As McDonald's going to go right back to the line, Kapia picks up that one.
I think you nailed that one, B-Tad, because those last two free throws, that last free throw made by McDonald made it a 10-point game.
The Chargers had 3 consecutive possessions down 7 with plenty of time, but came up empty on all 3. And McDonald does miss the first free throw here. Just 1 for 3 at the line, so it stays at 10, but
shouts out.
Chargers, again, just turning the ball over quite a few times early in this fourth quarter, but McDonald misses both free throws here. Here's Kapia into the front court. They need points. Down 10. There's a Maswa screen. Kapia, right side. Moment on the wing. He'll drive in. Pulls up. Too long on a mid-range jump shot. Rebound from Cameron Miller. And Rockville with a minute 5 to go with the ball. There's another foul. And time is running out for Horton here at home.
1:02 to go this game. It continues the way that it shows that it is right now. Horton and Coach Losey will look back at 6 straight turnovers to begin this fourth quarter when Rockville expanded their lead to double digits.
First free throw is up and good by Jack Donovan. He is 5 for 5 at the line tonight and has 19 points, which ties Dante Maswa for the game high. And Donovan just on cue with what he's done all season long. And his second is pure. 20 in the game for Jack Donovan. And we're now officially under a minute to go in what is a Rockville 12-point lead.
And this is something that, you know, seniors for Horton, they're going to want to put some shots up here.
Here is a drive. Struby off balance. Couldn't get it to go. Rebound McDonald. And time running out. 45 seconds. I think we got the whistle and the foul. Still loud enough in here. Couldn't even hear the whistle. Stops the clock at 42 seconds. But Rossville on the road. Hostile territory with a dominant fourth quarter. That could be his fifth foul. Or correction, I think that's his fourth. Not quite out yet, but this game was even Stevens through 3, but Rossville just a dominant fourth quarter. First free throw by Jacoby McDonald is good.
Start seeing they bring out the seniors here. Dante Maswa, Jack Moman.
No, Dante Maswa going to walk off the floor, 19 and 12 tonight. Standing ovation by the Chargers faithful here tonight. Those seniors who have put in a lot of blood, sweat, and tears under head coach David Losey.
They set the groundwork.
Second free throw by McDonald, no good. 64-51. With 38 seconds remaining in the game. Here's Struby with it. Up top, Niosi. His first opportunity tonight. Hands it off to Wyatt Chartier. Gets it into the corner. 3 on the way, no good. Rebound, Jacoby McDonald. And will Horton even foul here? There's just 22 seconds left, and I think Chargers will call off the Dogs. And speaking of the Dogs, Rossville going to dribble out the final 13 seconds of this game. And again, it was the fourth quarter that was the significant difference, and Rossville will advance to the sub-state championship game on Friday night over at Valley Heights. Final score, Rossville 64 and Horton 51. Our postgame next brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Postgame begins after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Oh!
Hey, this is Ryan Lindcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
The professionals at Kansas Insurance and Sabetha offer an educational approach to help you make informed decisions about your crop insurance. Farmers Mutual Hail gives them access to proprietary products like ECO Plus and RAMP. These products allow them to offer up to 95% protection of your APH on an optional unit basis, meaning one field could trigger loss. Stop in at 621 Main in Sabetha to find out more or call 785-284-7611.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Citizens State Bank in Hiawatha is your hometown bank. We offer professional, personalized banking services that include deposit accounts, loans, IRAs, trust services, and much more. Our bank has up-to-date technology so you can bank from home or on the go. We take pride in helping our customers achieve their banking goals. Call us or stop in anytime to see what we can do for you. Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, tonight in this boys class 2A substate semifinal, it was the Big East over the Northeast Kansas League as the 5-seed Rossville Bulldogs come into hostile territory and with a dominant fourth quarter knock out the 4-seed Horton Chargers, 64-51 final score. Here tonight, again, our post game brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Captain Kirk Hillman in studio, Jake Spaulding, Brandon Sandman, one final time here on KNCA. Well, we were talking a little bit about kind of the difference in this game, Jake, and there's a lot of things you can certainly point to, but it was the fourth quarter. Chargers could not get out of their own way. They had more turnovers than points in the fourth quarter. This was back and forth. How many lead changes did you think we had through the first three quarters? Rossville had a two-point lead going into the fourth, but everything unraveled from there. Rossville collected a bunch of free throws down the stretch, but again, 7 fourth-quarter turnovers to just 6 points for the Chargers. Rossville able to take advantage of that in their big three with Donovan, Miller, and Vidura. Again, dominant in the fourth quarter, 17-6, they pull away.
Well, there's probably 7, 8, maybe 9 lead changes, not more so than in that third frame, when it was really back and forth to end that quarter. And that's really where, you know, if you were Horton, you saw that fight, that charge back, if you will, by Horton. But Rossville, man, they were calm, cool, and collected. And I think that this kind of is the epitome of when you look at what games prepare you for postseason play. And when you come out of the Big East League, you're tested every single night, and you're battle-tested once you get to the postseason. They took good punches from the Horton Chargers through three quarters. But we talked about it at halftime where Cam Miller needed to step up for Rossville. And step up he did, especially in that third frame where he had 12 points in the third quarter alone. That was an impressive third frame by Cam Miller, the 6'4 junior. But you mentioned it, the 6 turnovers to begin that fourth quarter for Horton. They had more turnovers than points in the fourth quarter, and they were unforced. Rossville wasn't in full court pressure. Rossville wasn't forcing the issue really defensively.
Really offensively in the half court, whether it was just an extra step or a travel, stepping on the baseline, they weren't effort turnovers. They were just, as you mentioned, unforced.
Yeah, unforced errors that you can't have if you're going to go to a sub-state championship game. And that really dictated the way that fourth quarter went. And when you got halfway through that fourth frame before Horton gets their first bucket in the fourth quarter, it was a three by Masquaw. But it was one of those where it was just too little too late. Credit Rossville. This is a very good team, and they are very balanced on the offensive attack. And I'm so impressed with the way that they are able to absorb punches and then punch back with a big haymaker.
Well, coming into tonight, this Bulldogs offense was averaging 64.1 points per game. Well, lo and behold, they put up 64 points in the win tonight at Horton. Let's go through some of the numbers in this game, and we'll start with Rossville. They get to 15-7 with that win and await the winner of Moorhill Mounts Academy, the top seed, and 8 seed Care Paravel, which maybe Jake's going to look up that, but last we checked, Care Paravel was hanging around.
Final score, Moorhill 49, Care Paravel 43. So
okay.
Any KL, Biggie, take two.
On the Moorhill Mounts Academy Ravens, number one seed in this bracket, will take on Rossville on Friday nights over at Valley Heights with a trip to the state tournament on the line there. All right, going back to the numbers here again for Rossville. Jack Donovan, all he does is score. 20 to lead the Bulldogs tonight. Actually led all scorers with those 20 points, and he was a perfect 6-for-6 at the free throw line. Cameron Miller, as you mentioned, a monster third quarter with 12 points. He had 15 in the game to go along with 8 rebounds. He was also 6-for-9 at the free throw line himself. And then Cam Badura with just a quiet 15 points. He had 10 of those 15 in the first half. But those were the big three, again, the majority of the scoring for the Bulldogs. They also got 8.6 rebounds from Jacoby McDonald, but he was saddled in that third quarter with foul trouble, really didn't play much in that third period. And then they got 2 points apiece, Tayson Horrock. They also got 2 from Brock Bush and 2 from Andre Johnson. 22 rebounds, 7 turnovers, 3 threes in the game. And the Bulldogs were 15-24 at the line. A lot of those down the stretch in the fourth quarter when the Chargers had no choice but to foul late. Well, again, you look at this Charger senior class, there's a lot of them, and one being Dante Masquaw, 19 points and 12 rebounds tonight, hit 3 threes in the second half, did everything he can to try to get his team back in it, but just not much elsewhere. And Luke McAfee, another senior, 8 points, 4 rebounds, but he fouled out in the fourth quarter. They got 7 from Jackson Moman. They got 5 from Reagan Knudsen, 6 as well. A piece from Trent Lockwood and Tate Kabia. Again, the turnovers, 18 in the game for Horton, including more turnovers in the fourth quarter than points alone. It was a 47-45 Rossville lead going into the final frame. Rossville, a 17-6 advantage. They pull away for that win. 7 threes in the game for Horton. They only shot 5 free throws tonight. They connected on 4 of those 5 attempts, both teams unofficially finishing with 22 rebounds. So there was not a ton of rebounds in the second half by either team, just a combined 15 rebounds between the two teams in the second half. Again, our stats all season long brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton, Mike Tanky and Kay Almer, Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting, Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockhoff there. All right, real quick, let's get our player to bank on. Don't worry, just a notey.
Okay, sorry.
Got a notification. You thought something happened with it. No, we're still good. I think we're good. Are we still here? No, yeah, we're still here.
Yeah, those iPhones, man, with those notifications, it sounded like you had hung up. Anyway, the player to bank on here tonight, I think that, again, I kind of go a little bit off commonality, I think. You know, Jack Donovan had a great game tonight. He played like he normally does, right? He averages 18.6, what do you say, 20 points
tonight
for
on
him.
Course.
But I think Rossville does not win this game without Cameron Miller waking up. I think Cameron Miller, the assertiveness he had in that third quarter was impressive. They start immediately out in the second or third quarter in the second half, and they go right to him at the rack. He goes to the line to shoot a pair of free throws, goes 1-for-2. But then from that point on, he was the dog in that third quarter for Rossville, scoring 12 points in the quarter to lead all scorers in one quarter tonight for this ball game. But I'll tell you that Cam Miller played great. He's my player to bank on tonight. Jack Donovan played awesome as well.
But I got to say, Jacoby McDonald is an impressive point guard for this team. You told me before the game to watch out for his facilitation ability and his court vision. And, man, we saw that on display tonight. If he stays out of foul trouble, I think he stays on that floor a lot more time. And Roscoe maybe scores a lot more points because of his abilities.
Yeah, he had a good game tonight, 8 points, six rebounds, and was averaging five assists per game coming in. But, again, really didn't play much in that third quarter. Saddled up with three fouls, but again, guys like Donovan Miller and Maduro all getting it done offensively for this very dangerous Bulldogs team. And now the Morehill Mouth Academy Ravens will get some tape on this one for sure, and the Ravens will have their hands full as the NEKL champs will take on Rossville Friday night. Time to be determined, but that game will be over at Valley Heights on Friday night. Trip to the state tournaments on the line.
A couple of scoring updates before you beat that. Before we get off here, just to let people know that Valley Falls does move on with a 77-63 win against Kansas City Christian. They'll take on either Wabunsee or Mission Valley. Again, this is at the Valley Heights Upstate. And then we got the word.
Mission Valley.
Mission Valley won that one. That was an upset. A Wabunsee team that was a really high,
thank you, Kurt,
high praise team coming into this one. Riley County Girls defeated Southeast of Saline. They move on to the championship game in 3A, and then 4A moving on to the championship game later this week. Atchison, the Phoenix,
they get it done.
Paola, 47-44.
Atchison boys. Okay, well, just some scores from around the area. Again, the only game that was saddled with the weather was the Holton boys, and their game got moved to Thursday. They're making the trip to Coffeyville. But outside of that, all games getting in tonight. Some games just pushing up the times. Of course, our game was pushed up here from 7 to 6. But again, the fourth quarter really the difference in this game as Rossville advances with a 64-51 win at Horton tonight. So the Chargers go 15-7 this season. Rossville will take their 15-7 record themselves to Valley Heights on Saturday to take on the NEKL champs in Morehill Mouth Academy, who's sitting with a casual record of 20-2. Final thoughts, sir, before we get out of here.
I think that this is just the best time of the year when you look at things. And March is one of my favorite times of year, not only because it's birthday month, B-Tab, but because it's basketball month. This is all these
selfish.
All these games have got so many more meaning than we've ever seen. Mid-season tournament times are so fun as well. But you start seeing this, you start seeing the passion of these kids when they get onto the floor. We saw that here tonight, the passion when you lose, the passion when you win, the extra effort plays that you're going to see. And this is just day two of this week where we're going to have a few more days of big-time basketball tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. With the Holton game moved to Thursday, that'll be on a channel. The MSC Sports Radio Network, man, we talk about it every single year. We are so blessed to be in this region because of the quality of basketball we've got. Rossville, a local team that we cover. Horton, a local team that we cover. No matter what, next week, Rossville and Morehill, we got an area team going to a state tournament in Manhattan.
Well, we expect quite a few teams to be in the mix next week, but still a ton to be decided as far as our schedule for Friday and Saturday. We're still trying to work that out. But we do got a full slate of action coming your way tomorrow. I will be at St. Mary's as Sabetha on the road. That'll be on the Sabetha channel as well, but we'll have it on 103.9. The Nemaha Central boys, of course, who have had a fantastic year, the Big East League champs, they're going to take on Council Grove. I think a sneaky game and a tough one for Nemaha Central at home. That'll be on 92.1 KMZA. And then the Morehill Mouth Academy girls on Care 93.7. They're going to take on Valley Heights. That's kind of an intriguing game. I know they had pushed that time up to 6 o'clock, so that'll be on Care 93.7. So
you mind if I give you a little bit about that?
Sure.
Valley Heights and Morehill. You got, again, transitioning styles as far as leagues go. Valley Heights, a team that lost three massive players from a season ago on a state tournament team that bring them back. But Coach Jordan Brockstrom over there at Valley Heights does a great job with that program. They are a very, very tough out. I don't care how many losses you have. You come out of the Twin Valley League, you're going to be battle-tested. And the Morehill team that, you know, again, the NEKL, they kind of ran through the NEKL this year. You know, how tested are they? I'm really intrigued that matchup because, again, Valley Heights, they're going to want to pressure you. They're going to want to force turnovers. Morehill, can they take care of the basketball? That is what I'm going to be curious about tomorrow is the turnover margin. I think whoever wins the turnover margin wins that game. Forget points, forget rebounds, anything else. Look at the turnover margin. That'll be your champion.
Legendary Tom Couts will be on the call for that one. Crendon Prophet will have Nemaha Central and Council Grove boys, and then I'll be on the call for St. Mary's Sabetha boys over at St. Mary's tomorrow night right here on KNZA. That's going to do it for us. Again, thanks to Captain Kurt Kilman, our studio producer, Jake Spaulding. I'm Brandon Tabman. Final score, Rossville wins it, 64-51. You've been listening to High School Hoops here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.